Okay, Nancy, all kinds of peppers are becoming popular. We're getting a wider variety than we ever had of them. Exotic peppers, and I love it. It's great. But where is the love for plain old black pepper? It doesn't get any respect. It's like the vanilla of hot stuff. It's easy to overlook it with all the fancy pants heat that's available these days. I've been cooking some dishes that really showcase plain old black pepper. It's delicious and it's really fun to get back to it.
Well, definitely, black pepper is the world's most traded spice, right? So, right. I mean, all over the world, it's the one spice everyone uses. And I agree, people like to be exotic, but who among us doesn't have black pepper in the house?
About a year ago, De Groot came back from somewhere and she brought me this electric pepper grinder. She was kind of holding her breath because she knows what I'm like. Oh, an electric pepper grinder. A new low in lazy. But you know what? That thing is great. It's a one-handed pepper grinder and it's even got a little flashlight in the bottom. You can adjust the grind and it's the handiest thing ever.
I'm sorry. It's got a flashlight in the bottom. It's the old grandpa's grinder is what she's trying to do.
It's got like a laser sight in the bottom of the pepper grinder. That thing is good. I always had one of those with a squeeze handle because it's nice to have a one-handed pepper grinder. But this thing is great, man.
I disagree. I mean, I have one of the most beautiful Atlas brass pepper mills that I've it's lovely. I love turning the thing on the top. It just feels great in my hand. I also have a little Peugeot pepper grinder because whenever Max sets the table for dinner, which of course I shouldn't be complaining, right? But I can't help myself. Then he always grabs my pepper grinder while I'm still cooking with it and makes me nuts. So I had to have a second one just to have on the table.
Well, let's talk about some great ways to use black pepper. Have you ever had black pepper on vanilla ice cream?
I have indeed. In fact, I think I wrote about that for the first time maybe 20
years
ago. No
kidding. Yeah.
It's delicious.
I still can't get De Groot to try it, and I've been trying to get her to try black pepper on strawberries because James Bond ordered strawberries that way in one of those novels I read when I was a teenager. I guess what really perked this up in my mind about getting back to some black pepper was a recipe that I saw online for a Cantonese dish, beef with black pepper. I made it again, and it called for a whole tablespoon. I thought, oh man, this may be too much. I threw it all in there. It was really terrific. I had a great time with that recipe, and I'm going to be using a lot more black pepper in the future.
Well, one of my favorite uses for just regular old black pepper is Michael Natkin's ginger and black pepper rice pilaf. He's a local guy. I've talked about him before. He has a blog called Herbivoracious. You want about 6 cups of cooked rice. You need 1/4 cup of butter. Melt it in a really small saucepan, and then you add a packed tablespoon of fresh ginger, a teaspoon of kosher salt, a little bit of ground cumin, about 1/4 teaspoon, and then a pinch of cinnamon and cayenne, then 1/2 teaspoon or more of black pepper. So what you want to do, hold the black pepper out, saute the spices in the butter, and then after you turn it off, throw the black pepper in there and just put it in rice. It is so incredibly delicious and simple.
For those who were not able to immediately memorize that, we'll have it on the Food for Thought post at kplu.org. And I'll also have a link to that black pepper beef recipe that I mentioned.
You know, Stein, sometimes I'm a little embarrassed about this, but I do have to admit that occasionally I buy pre-ground coarse pepper.
Oh, Nancy.
So tell anyone, okay?
I won't tell anyone, but I hope you can get to a meeting soon. With 88.5 Food Talker Nancy.
So finely ground.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Electrically grounded.
Stein.